The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Beis is discussing the din of Ishus Achav Shaloi Hayu Balame. The Gemara wants to know the makar for the din that Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame is pater from Yibum. So Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame basically means that a brother was born after the Misa of the Ach. In other words, in order for Yibum to happen, the two Achim have to be Ba'ilam, they have to be alive at the same time. So if Reuven dies, Shimon has to be alive at the time of the Misa. If Shimon is not alive at the time of the Misa, he was born later on, so he's not ba'olamai of Reuven at the time of the Misa, then there is no din of Yibum. That is the basic din of Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame. And the Mishnah goes on to explain how such a case would pater the Tzara as well. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Beis has a Shaila. The Gemara says that Menolan, Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame, Heichah Ksiva, what's the makar for this din that you're pater min Yibum if you're not ba'olam at the same time? And the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Damakra, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav Shehaisam Meshiva Achas Ba'olam, Prat Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame, that to not have a Shibachas Ba'olam. So it's a special Xerxikasa that the two Achim have to be alive together at the same time. Tysus over here asks a very stark Akasha. Tysus says, Elachar, you should not need a Pasuk for this. The top Tysus, Tapeglei, Midachsiv, Darchein Darchinayim. Why can't we learn this out from the din of Darchinayim? My time of Din of Mason Gechaim, this is used for the Din of Mason Gechaim later on in Daf Pezayin. So basically, the Din of Darchinayim is, this is a very Yesidistic Din in all Mesachas Hivamis, that Darchinayim says that the ways of the Torah are pleasant, they're Nayim, and therefore you can have a situation where an Isha is Pater from Yibum at the time of the Nefila, and later on she becomes Chayv and Yibum later on. So for example, Limar says, we know that in order for there to be a case of Yibum, there could be no children. So if there's children, Mishas Misa, there's no din yibum. But let's say you have children, but later on the children die. So now that the children died, now she's an eshus achsha in labanim. So do we say that the din yibum now comes back? So the Gemara says in Daf Ezan, we don't say that because of the din of darchinayim. Because if at the time of yibum she's patur min yibum because there were children, even though later on the children died and lechar should change, we don't say that once she's patur min yibum she can't become chayv in yibum again later on. That's not darchinayim. It would not be appropriate to become patur to become chayv and yibum if you're pater from yibum b'shas misa. So for Tysus lechar the same thing over here. If b'shas misa there was no other brother that was born, so at that point she's pater min yibum. There's no zika for yibum. Then later on a brother is born, so it's not darchinayim to say that a isha that until now was pater min yibum now will become chayv and yibum. So this din of darchinayim itself should tell us that she's pater min yibum. And in the case of Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame, so why is it necessary to have a special drush of Kiyeshu Achim Yachtav to tell me that she's Pater Min Ayibim in the case of Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame? So that's Tysus's kasha, and Tysus goes on to say, it's why this is not a kasha. But if you look in the other Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rashba, they say very Pasha the Teretz. They say that, what about a case where you have other brothers that were Balame? In other words, Tysus kasha is a good kasha if there were no other brothers, just a Achav Shaloi Balame that was born later on. So in that case, Tysus has a good point. B'shas Misa, she's Patur Min HaYibum. Later on, a brother is born, now you want to be Mechaver in Yibum, that would not be Darchinayim. But if you have other brothers, B'shas Misa, you have, when Reuven dies, there's Shimon and Levi, that she's Zakik to Yibum to them, and then later on, another brother is born. So then, if you only have the Sarah Darchinayim, then she would be Chayv in Yibum, because it's not the pshat that she's Patur Min HaYibum, and then later on, when the brother is born, she becomes Chayv. She's Chayv in Yibum right away to the other brothers. So the fact that another brother is born later on shouldn't make any difference. There's no reason why she shouldn't be Chayv, or Zakik to him, Liyibum. And therefore, you need the pasuk of Yachdav to teach me that she's pater from Ishus Achav Shaloi Balame, even in a case where you have other brothers, in which case there would be no chisaron of darchinayim. That's how the answer Tysus is kasha. It's a very pasha teretz. The question is, why does Tysus not say this teretz? Why doesn't he say that you need the pasuk for a case where you have other brothers? So Bikiveger asks this kasha, and Bikiveger says that Tysus is going l'shitasai from what they write in Daf Beis. Tysus in Daf Beis, the bottom Tysus, the famous Tysus discussing why Nida is not in the Mishnah. Tysus says clearly that the din of Darchinayim applies even when it's not Midchim HaBeis Elagami, even in a case where you do have other brothers. Zok Tysus, even when there are other brothers involved and there's a Zika to them, still there would be a issue of Darchinayim. And therefore, Tysus Lashitasi over here holds that even if there are other brothers, it's still going to be a problem with Darchinayim, and that's why he doesn't answer like the other Rishonim. That's why he goes on to say a different text. So very Yesodistic Machlekes over here, between Tysus over here, Lashitasi from Daf Beis, and the other Rishonim over here, whether there's a chisar of Darchinayim, when if B'shas Misa there are other brothers, she's Zaki to Yibum later on, and then later on something changes, another brother is born or whatever, that she now will become Zakuk to someone she was no longer Zakuk to before. Is that a problem, Darchinayim or not? The question is, what is the beer in that Machlekes, whether you have a issue of Darchinayim in such a case or not? And it would seem to be, this would be totally in a Machlekes Yushanim, what exactly is the chisar of Darchinayim? If you look at Rashi and Daf Pezayin, Rashi in Daf Pei Zayin says that what is the problem with Darchinayim? I'm just talking about that case of Hayolu Banim and Mesa, that there were children, and later on they died. So that means B'shas Misa, she's Patur Min HaYibum, and then later on she's going to become Zakuka again. Rashi says that it's not Darchinayim that this is on the top of Daf Pezanu Beis. He says, so there was no son. She got married Lashuk because there was no Zika over here. And then the son died. If you tell her that now she has to do Chalitza to be Mutal Baila, her name is Ganal Baila. That'll be a Gnaital Baila. In other words, she's already married to her husband. She got married Lashuk because there was no Yavam. And now that the kid dies, you're going to tell me that she has to do Chalitza. It's going to be a Gnai to her Baal that she has to go and do Chalitza. It comes out that she wasn't really supposed to be married to her Baal. And therefore, that wouldn't be Darchinam. That's not appropriate. And that's why we say that she won't become Chayav and Yibum later on. That's what Rashi explains later on. Feed that Havana, the Rashba and the Ritva make a lot of sense, that the whole problem of Daichinam is only when there's no Zika, when there's no other brothers. And then, if she would technically get married Lashuk now, and then later on, when another brother is born, you're going to tell me that now she has to do Chalitza, because now Lamafer, she's Zakik to him, she'll be Nizgan al-Baila, and therefore that wouldn't be Daichinam. But if there are other brothers, which means anyway, she got married Lashuk without doing Chalitza, in which case, the fact that another brother is born later on is not Milo Mari won't make a difference. In such a case, there should not be a Chason of Daichinam. And that's why the Rashba and the Ritva hold, if there are other brothers, there's no problem with Darchinam. But Taisus is going to Shitase from what he writes in Daf Bey is that the problem with Darchinam is not because she's Misgan al Baila when she does Chalitza when she gets married, but Taisus says it's not Darchinam if she's Zakuk to a person that she's Pater from. If up until now we assume that she does not have to do Yibum to a certain person, and now it changes, and now you're telling me that I do have to do Yibum to him, that's not Darchinam. In her mind, she's Pater min Yibum, there's no Din Yibum Legabi this person, and now if that changes and we say, no, you do have to be Yabim him, that itself is not Darchinam, that's not appropriate, it's not proper. And therefore, Lashitase, that would apply over here, even if there are other brothers, because in her head, she's Patim and Yibam from this Eshes Achav Shabbat Lama, this person wasn't yet born. This anonymous baby who's not here, she's Patim and Yibam. Now, later on when he's born, if you tell me that she's Chayiv, to be Yavim him, that itself is not Dachinam, to become Chayiv and Yibam to a person that until now in your head you were Patim from. So it doesn't make a difference whether there are other brothers or not. That itself will not be Dachinam, and therefore Taisus Lashitase does not answer like the other Rishainim, because even if there are other brothers, Taisus feels that would be a problem of Dachinam.